Nathan with subculture.com. I'm here with Mike Vinart. How's it going, man?
Not so bad. How are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. A bit hangover, but I'll survive.
Absolutely. Good going
in. So you just arrived, yeah?
Yes, literally just landed in a sweaty van.
Oh,
driven a few hours from Manchester. And just landed. Looks great. Really excited. Ready to go, man.
Yeah. I bet you're hyped to get onto the stage now.
I am. We have not actually ever done a festival with this band. To be quite honest, it's like, you know, there's an awful lot of freaky occurrences that happen at festivals, so we're looking forward to just coping with all the inherent technical bullshit that comes along with it. But it should be great. We feel tremendously lucky that, you know, the kind of music we make just doesn't get offered festival slots, so it's really good that they've asked us to do it.
That's a great thing with 2000 Trees. It's so diverse here, you know.
It's like just weird rock, you know.
Yeah.
Left field, you know.
Definitely. And I like that more because it just attracts the most exotic and lovely people.
Yeah,
really.
Well, it doesn't make for a troublesome crowd, I don't think. There's not going to be any bother here. I think you can already tell it's a pretty sedate, laid back, free and easy kind of vibe.
Yeah, man. So, the demon joke.
Aye.
What would you say your major influences were when you were writing the material?
I don't know. I just listen to a lot of Pavement and The Cure and my favourite band is Cardiacs. I always go on about them. But at the same time, like, I don't know if I try not to rip them off, but those are the things that I always listen to.
That's cool.
As a guitarist, I love St. Vincent. I think she's amazing. Just really noisy, fuzzy things, you know. That's about it, really.
Was there with the album's content? Did you base it around something in your life?
It's long and boring. You don't want to hear about that. Really boring.
A message to our listeners there.
Yeah, anybody who's going to sit and tell you about a concept album in a festival field and just talking to someone.
My album is so boring, guys.
It's boring. No, the music's great, and there is a story, but it's not. You don't
want to
hear about it.
Fair enough, man. How's the Brudenell game show in Leeds?
It was amazing. I'd not been in that room. I've been in the big Brudenell room, but I didn't realise they had this little back room. It was absolutely lovely. Really. I don't know, the audience, we've only done about sort of 7 gigs with this band, not even that. But the audience is just really supportive and appreciative. I think that, you know, it'd be easy for this to I think that people are not so much cynical, but more just sort of curious, because obviously we used to be in another band, most of us. So it's like, you know, what's it going to be like? Can it be compared? And it seems to be going really well. I think that, you know, if it had sucked at all, then I wouldn't have heard about it. So it's good.
Oh, that's fair. And how's it been being the tour guitarist for the infamous Biffy?
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. Great fun. To bop around to my favourite band, to my favourite tunes, so it's great.
Have you got any crazy stories to tell when you've been around the town with them?
Oh man, I'd have to get some kind of clearance.
Get the lawyers in.
They're not my stories to tell, man.
There's none that are quite dampened down, or?
What can I say?
Such an experience with them, I bet.
It's every bit as much fun as you think it is. It's amazing.
It's a bit, man.
It's a bit of a dream come true, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's cool. Fair. And the live video for Retaliate.
Yeah.
Are you happy with the result?
Yeah, I mean, it was it wasn't even meant to be put out. I just got it recorded just for the fun of it. But then I realised we had the sound as well, so I was like, let's just... The thing is, in this day and age, you need tidbits of fodder and bullshit for the internet, you know. You can't just glibly put an album out anymore. You've got to kind of have other bits of stuff. So it was just for that. I kind of wish I'd have thought about it beforehand. I would have made it a bit better. But it's, you know...
It's still reaching the public. That's a good thing.
No, I'm more happy with the video for Operate, which is like an animated thing. I managed to get out of being in a promo video because nobody likes... I don't like promo videos. I think they're just really... Oh, God, they suck. Every single one of them is awful.
I am so glad you said that, because that whole kind of... obsessiveness that the camera has with the artist as well in a promo video really frustrates me.
Well, it tends to ruin whatever given song it's for, you know. I think that's what music is about, is it paints pictures in your own head, and then having somebody show you some $1 million version of what that means to them, it's a fucking bad idea. Mm. I really don't like it. Anyway.
You gotta love low budget. That's what I love.
Yeah, I do prefer the old one. which is handy, given that I work very much in the realm of fucking low budget, to say the least.
I know that feeling, don't worry. And I got two questions I've been asking everyone since yesterday and a couple of boys today.
Right.
What was the last album you bought?
What will that have been? Fuck, I bought something on iTunes the other day. Off the top of my head, it's Stealing Sheep's new album.
I think
I bought something since then, but yeah, I really like that.
That's
sort
cool.
of weird synthy girl pop, but a little bit freakier and really
That's
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, I like that.
I said, do you prefer doing digital downloads to actually having a physical copy?
No, I'm a big vinyl fan. I buy a lot of vinyl, but I don't know. I tend to buy things that I've already got on vinyl. I don't know. A bit of a sucker for the reissues, but yeah. Like I just bought the Super Furry Animals box set of Mung, the Welsh language albums. Like,
oh wow,
great record, real psychedelic freak out, love it.
I was quite curious because I was just talking to the boys in Boston Manor. I was saying, you being quite a vinyl enthusiast, what would you say attracts you to it most?
Attracts
you most to the vinyl?
I think, like, bottom line is sonically it's got depth to it. It's just got a little more sort of punch. I do love the packaging. I love the having artwork and things. It's tactile. You know, you get a gatefold sleeve. I love everything about it. It's more of an experience than, you know, just, oh, it's some invisible files and you can listen to it. It's great.
That's cool.
Yeah, I just love vinyl.
Sweet. And last question. What would you say is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
I don't know if anybody has. Mike Patton told me to never do shitty support slots where you're going to lose money.
There you are.
That's when we just supported his band. It's like, don't do that again. I was like, right on, Mike.
A legend,
thanks,
yeah.
Man.
Good advice, cheers. Oh, that's cool, man. Thanks for talking with me.
Not at all, thank you.
Good luck with your show later.
Thanks a lot, man.
Nice, man.
Right, I'm going to hit it. Take care.
Sounds good, man.
See you again.
You too.